I hope my voice makes it through.
Naglaom siya nga ang iyang tingog ma mulaw tayo paghapon ay dasig mo kani siya masulti ba.
Let us have a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you for this privilege, for this honor.
Ama, namo kang gipasalamatan ining kahigayunan ug ining pagpasidungog ibigat kanamo.
That we can come at this point in time.
Nga amo kang maduol ining takna karon.
And we can share the word of God.
Ug among mapahat ang pulong sa Dios.
Father, we pray that that which we share will give strength and vitality.
Among giampo Dios nga ang among mapahat maghatag og kusog ug kinabuhi.
Father, that it will help us to see clearly.
Nga among makit-an sa tinaw gayud.
Help us to hear clearly.
Nga kami makadungog sa tataw gayud.
And give us the strength to obey.
Og hatagi kami kusog nga among matuman.
Father, we just commit this meeting into your hands.
Among gisalig sa imong kamot kini nga panagtigom.
And we thank you for your grace and mercy.
Amo kang gipasalamatan sa imong grasya kaloy.
In Jesus' name.
Sa ngalan ni Kristo Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Dalay ko na Ginoo.
I really want to go back and start where I left off with regards to marriage.
Gusto niya nga ipadayon katong iyang nabian nga dunay relasyon sa kining kami niyon.
I kind of just want to recap a little bit.
O iyang balikan ang katong balikanan. Hulipan ba katong mga wa kayo ma take up nato.
Praise the Lord.
He
created them male and female.
Okay, gibuhat sa Dios ang lalaki ug babae.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Very good. And he called their name Adam.
Ang lalaki ug babae ginganlan og Adan.
Hallelujah. So Eve started out in Adam.
Oh, si Eva nagagikan sa kang Adan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we were taking the verses in Genesis chapter 1.
Oh, atong balikan ang Genesis kapitulo 1.
And we found out that God had a plan, purpose. He wanted to create man.
Oh, naay plano ang Dios na sa itumong gusto niya mugnaon ang tao
in his image,
sama sa iyang hulagway,
and in his likeness,
nga kasama gayud niya.
Praise the Lord.
Dalaygo ng Ginoo.
Otherwise he wanted to make him like God.
Sa lakong pagkasulti himuon niyang sama gayud sa Dios.
If you create something in an image of something else,
o kon maghimo siya kung sa kabutang nga sama sa dili sama sa iyang dagway.
And then you put inside of that image
og iyang butangan sulod dito sa iyang
hulagway, the substance of the creator,
o ang iyang pagkasiya gayud sa mangmumugna,
then the thing that the creator created is going to be like him.
O ang magmumugna magamugna sa butang sama gayud kaniya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So and maybe I could put this in a little more simplistic,
o iya daw pasayon da pagsabot.
A little more simplistic form. God desired a son.
Ang Dios nagatinguha og anak.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Did God desire a son?
Nagtinguha ba ang Dios og anak? Amen mo kung nakasabot mo.
Now the New Testament tells us
ang bagong tugon nagasulti kanato
that God does not only desire a son, but God desires sons.
Nga di lang ang Dios gusto nga kining
praise the Lord,
kundi gusto kita Dios kanang anak gayud.
Are you there today? Are you tired?
Kapoy na mo.
I think you all get wore out before I get up.
Murag gikapoy na mo sa pasya daw sa kamata.
Hallelujah.
Tinlog dinhi kapoy daan.
Well, I hope you're not tired.
Oh, nagtinguha siya nga wala mo pagkapuyan.
And I certainly hope you have the spiritual strength to listen and to pay attention.
Amen. Nagalaom siya nga kita natay espiritual ng kusog.
Praise the Lord.
Pagpatalinghok.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we also found out that the commission,
atong nakaplagan din ang sugo,
when God created them,
samtang gimugna sila sa Dios.
Now it's important that we understand that it was them that He created at this particular point.
Oh, ang atong sa angay ato sabton kay ang gibuhat sa Dios mao sila.
It's very important.
Importante kay ato sabton kini.
Because at that time there was no distinguishing between a him or a her.
Oh, kaniadto wala pa gyud magsugod kanang kalainan basta lalaki ug sa babae.
God was now looking at them as two separate entities.
Oh, ang pagtanaw sa Dios kanila dili bulag.
That means that one was not of lesser value than the other. And what God was doing and what God was saying to them in that condition, in that shape, was pertinent to both of them. Well, what this means is the thing that we call, okay, maybe I should define a term.
Oh, iya daw ta kahulugan kini nga termino.
In the New Testament,
sa bag-ong tugon,
we talk about calling an election.
Oh, sa bag-ong tugon nagtawag ta kanang pagkatinawag o kini pagpili.
And most people who are born again and come into the church,
oh, ang mga katawhan nga naga,
get filled with the Holy Spirit,
oh, mga bag-ong tao na
get moving in the message of the end time, they begin to wonder what is their calling and election. Is that right?
Yes.
Amen. Huh?
They want to know what it is or what is the purpose. That God save their soul. It's a legitimate question. But how I believe the concept is a little off. I do not think that the church really knows what it is that God wants.
Ang iglesia mura wala makasayod unsa gyud kinatukunganan sa pagbuhat sa Dios.
You see, we make a mistake.
Oh, masayop ta.
When you were in the organized church out here,
oh, una ka sa organisado nga simbahan,
the purpose of your salvation was to get you into heaven.
Ang katuyuan sa imong kaluwasan mao nga malangit ka.
Now we take you out of the organized church.
Ako mo ipagawas gikan sa organisadong na iglesia.
And we kind of take away from you your defined purpose or the reason for which you were saved.
Oh, kinahanglan nga atong hatag kahulugan ang atong katuyuan nganu nga kita naluwas.
So what I am doing is giving you the reason for which God saved you.
Ang iyang buhaton nga hatagan kita grason.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, what I want to tell you is that the calling and elections of God is a corporate thing. It is for everybody. And because the thing that God created or desired in the beginning was for everybody that would want it. Now, the other thing that you have to remember in all of this is that man was created with what we call free will. Hello? That means that nobody is going to hit you over the head with a baseball bat and drag you into the church in order to get you saved. You have to make the decision. Hallelujah. How many of you have found that it was you that had to make the decision to get saved? Can I see your hands? Is there anybody here who didn't make that decision and was dragged into the church and brought to the altar?
Oh, kita gyud ang nagpili, wala tagiguyod para ta dalon sa halaran.
Well, if you were that person, we would have to pray for you and you would have to get saved again.
Oh, kung ikaw ipugos, magpaampo daw ka para maluwas kapag usap.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the business of God with regards to salvation is free will choice.
Gawas nun gayud kapag pili.
Right?
Oh, tinod ba? Gawas
free will choice.
Oh, gawas
right nun. From the get-go, right from the start.
Gikan pagyud sa sinugdanan.
Free will choice. And that means that everything after that is also free will choice.
Na, bote pa sa bote, bisag pa humana sa kaluwas na nagi hapoy gawas nun nga pagpili.
Now, that's kind of a scary place to be.
O murag makalilis ang grapit kini.
Because what it really has done,
kaya kung human na kini na buhat,
it has made you God over your destiny.
O, gihimo kuno ikaw nga Dios alang sa imong tumong.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear me? You have the God power to determine and choose where you wind up at the end of the day. At the end of the story, you have that power.
Oh, katapusan sa istorya na kay gahom ni ana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now that would be just fine, and that would be just great.
Maayo kini nga dako ra kini nga butang.
If it weren't for an entity called the devil.
Oh, kini
If there was, it wasn't for the fact that there was a devil.
Oh, kung dili pa tinuod ganay yawa.
But because there is a devil,
yawa,
it kind of complicates things.
Oh, murag na ay mga problema.
But what we need to understand is that God gave us power over the devil from the very beginning. Hello?
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From the very beginning. And it is written in your Bible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to turn with me over into Revelation. And I believe it is the 18th chapter. And let's see. Revelations. I thought I had it marked in my book.
Ayaw mong tulog mga isuna? Way duka-duka?
I want the verse that says the lamb was slain.
O katong bisikulo nga, ipatay ka itong nating karniro.
I just looked it up.
The lamb that was slain? Asang bisikulo? Kita ang mga isuna.
Just put was slain in there, David.
Verse 19.
Huh? 13, verse 8.
Chapter 13, verse 18.
Chapter 13, I'm sorry. I said 18.
Capitolo 13, versículo 18.
And I do have it underlined. Praise the Lord. So here we have God telling us a secret.
Ang Dios nagasulti ka na ito mahitungod sa tinago.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how many of you want to look into the secrets of God, but this is a secret. And it says, verse 8, and all it's talking about the beast, it starts by talking about the beast. And it says, all that dwell upon the earth worshiped him. Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb. Now, it says something about this Lamb. What does it say? Now, the Lamb we're talking about is not the sheep out there on the side of the hill. The Lamb we are talking about is the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it says that this Lamb, this Son, was slain from the foundations of the earth.
Oh, sukad pa sa
Hello? Do you hear that? Now, what does that mean? You know, I could just as well say that the Lamb was crucified before the world came into being. That means before God said in Genesis 1:1 about the earth being without form and void and the darkness upon the face of the deep. Hello? From that point, the Lamb had already been crucified in God. Now, how can that be? Because God is Alpha, right? And God is Omega. That means when God was creating the world, praise the Lord, He was already crucifying, He was already crucifying Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not only was He only crucifying Christ, but that crucifixion was working salvation down through all the time frame. Hallelujah. Until Christ came. Not only until Christ came, until the day that you came and accepted Him as your personal Savior. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, what that really means is that sin was defeated from the very start. That means the devil is already a conquered foe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
the manifestation of that position of conquest is manifested when you overcome Him. But you're not overcoming in your strength. You're not overcoming in your desire to overcome. You are overcoming in the strength of God that is already there and present in the circumstance. Do you hear me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The reason why you could say yes, Jesus. Now listen to me. What gave you the power in your sin to confess your sin and to accept Jesus Christ? What gave you the power? Was it your good virtue? Was it the lack of your rebellion? Was it the lack of sin in your life? Hallelujah. Yet in that condition, and in that place, you have the strength to accept God and confess your sin. Hallelujah. What gave you the power? You need to think about it. Because of that power that was given to you is the same power that God wants to give to you now to overcome other issues. Hallelujah. He wants to give you the power to overcome sin. It wants to give you the power to overcome princes and their principalities. It wants to give you power. Do you hear me? To overcome the sickness that is in your body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is not something that is coming. Did you hear me?
Amen.
We are looking for the coming of Jesus. But the power of Christ is already here. The power of Christ is already here working in your various situations. Working to redeem. Working to save. Working to deliver. Working to bring you to a place of maturity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, if we're waiting for God to come
and
manifest Himself in our situation, if we're waiting for Him to come, we're going to wait a long time.
Amen.
Because we're looking in the wrong direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, I'm giving you this example in this condition because I do not want you to think if you are not married that the plan of God is not the same for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, how do I put it? I'm looking for the right word. I think marriage is very critical. And I think marriage is very important and very high on God's list. Do you hear me? I think it is so critical that the devil is doing everything he possibly can do to destroy it. God started the business of life and world on the basis of marriage. Hello? Are you there?
Amen.
Now, if it was so important for God to start the whole business of the church with the concept of marriage, then marriage is a tool by which we can overcome the devil. Hello? It is not for the purpose of just getting married and not being alone.
Oh, di lang kay magminyo ka kay para di ka mag-inusar.
Because sometimes when you get married,
kasagaran ko dugminyo na.
You end up wishing that you were alone.
Oh, magpaabot din ka nga mag-inusar ka.
Away
na ko na. Paris. Magtinguag.
Anybody says amen, they will be guilty.
Amen ba?
And then they will have to deal with the husband or the wife when they get out of here.
Oh, bisabihin niyo na magka-problema na noon. Na?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have to understand the concept.
Atong sabton ang kamatuoran ni ini nga butang.
For you men that are in need of a wife,
oh, kamong lalaki nga kinahanglan,
you need a wife that is compatible with the theme of marriage and with the theme of God. I should turn those around. You should, that should be compatible with the theme of God and with the theme of marriage. And you young ladies, hallelujah, you young ladies that want to be married, the same advice and counsel goes to you. You should not just accept anything. Now, I don't know how it works here. I know in India, marriages are not that you walk down the street and bump into somebody. But in India, marriages are often arranged by families. And in the church, hallelujah, in the church, when a young man wants to marry,
oh, dia sa iglesia kun ang usa ka bata nung
he comes to the elders of the church.
Oh, matay sa panguro sa iglesia.
Hallelujah. And he states his request or his requirement.
Yeah, I told the young man.
And they begin to pray with him concerning that marriage.
Oh, sila mag-ampo.
Or vice versa.
Bayan sa kami niyon. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
and they begin to pray and ask God for the right person. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to tell you a little story about my children. You see, I have had this belief with regards to marriage as being ordained of God. And I have had this belief that God is very interested in the aspect of who my children marry.
Oh, nga ang Dios ay dunay panglantaw alang sa iyang mga anak nga angay maminyo.
Not only is he interested, but it is fundamentally and necessary for life in God to marry the right person. Hello? Hallelujah. And I have three sons. Hallelujah. Who were coming up in the marrying age. Now I was traveling around a lot and ministering from fellowship to fellowship. And as my sons got older, and more to the marriageable age, I began to pray for them for a partner. I prayed for them. Did you hear me?
Oh, nag-ambo siya.
I was not content to let them make their own decisions without being involved in it behind the scenes. Now, when they finally picked their partners, they might have thought that they had free will choice. But I had prayed. So things were channeling them to work in the direction that they needed to go so they would find the woman. Hallelujah. Who would be suitable for them and would fit into God's plan where for them and for her. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so I was very diligent in my fasting and praying. It's not something that you can do in 15 minutes. Well, maybe you can do it in 15 minutes if you're really more spiritual than I was. Hallelujah. But it's not something that I was able to do. I was doing this over a period of time. Hallelujah. I've been growing and developing. Hallelujah. One day, I was in a fellowship somewhere, and there was a young lady that was sitting in the congregation, and I was not thinking about my son and her. My son was really far out of my mind right at that moment. And the fact of the matter was, my son was in rebellion. He was in rebellion against this word. He was in rebellion against his father. And the young lady that was sitting in the congregation, because I knew her and her desire for God, I said to myself, she's too good for my son. Hello.
Hello. Nakasabota siya nagpili ba para sa iyang.
I would not want my son to marry her.
Oh, dili na siya gusto nga mahimong ma.
My son might. My son would spoil her.
Hey, basig.
Do you hear me? Hello. You know, we have a spiritual responsibility. And I'm very serious about it. I am very serious about it. Nevertheless, The Spirit of God came on me. I walked over to the lady. I laid hands on her. She was about 16.
Oh, mga 16 pa?
She was about 16.
Oh, mga 16.
And I laid my hands on her and began to prophesy to her.
Uy, nagpropesiya siya sa tangi pandungan sa kamot.
And I prophesied that God had seen the thing that was in her heart, and that He was bringing about the fulfillment of that desire. And then I had a vision. And in the vision, I saw her like in a meadow. And there were many children around about her feet. Hallelujah. There were many children. Now, I did not know that young lady was kind of slipping off into the world, and that when I brought her this word, there was a young man that was in her head and in her heart. I didn't know that. But when I prophesied to her, it encouraged her. And it was about 2 years later, I think, when she was about 18, the fulfillment of the promise came to pass. Do you hear me? I attended the wedding of my son and that young lady. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, I had nothing to do with it. I mean, I didn't orchestrate it. I prophesied over her. I left the fellowship. And I went on my way. Praise the Lord. But in the process of the 2 years, my son turned over. He repented. He gave his heart to God. And he began to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And not only do they have seven children, those that I saw round about her feet. Hallelujah. But I have 7 grandchildren. Praise the Lord. So, you know, I am very serious about it because I believe it's something that God really is concerned about. And you know, I don't just confine it to my own children. I have many children in the Lord. I have many children in the Lord. And I am very concerned about those children. In fact, I am as much concerned about those children as I am about my own children. And there are many children that I nurture in the Lord. I feed them in the Lord. I clothe them in the Lord. I make provisions for them in the Lord. So I am very concerned about those children. I don't want to see them get sidetracked because they married the wrong person. Hallelujah. So I am always looking for God to make sure that I do my part with regards to those children. And I have seen many of those children, hallelujah, marry lovely spouses that love the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you say amen? And I have the ability to believe that at the end of the day, it will prove out to be God. Both will be in a position or in a place, hallelujah, that will be pleasing to God. Pleasing to God. Now you young men can go out
and you
can spoil yourself. You young ladies can go out and you can spoil yourself. But in that spoiling, you will miss the plan of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And it goes the same for my second son. Hallelujah. It was the same situation. The Lord spoke to me when he was about 16. He spoke to me about 16 whom he would marry.
Oy, nagsulti ang Dios nga mo ni ang dapat niya maminyuan nga dihisayis ka.
And I tell you, sometimes the information you have is pretty rough.
Oy, kini nga information
on you personally.
Oh, alang nato.
It's pretty tough because you really can't put your hand out there and try to fix it.
Imo to sila.
When it's not going the way that you think it should go, you want to fix it.
Oh, di lang kay makita andi ang amangayan imo na yung trabaho.
But in all of that, I have to learn to trust God.
Oh, kinahanglan nga iya
nakatulong
sa Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So all three of my sons
ang iyang tulok anak tanan
have married
naminyo,
and they have all married the right woman.
Oh, i sila tanan nakaminyo sa insakto kay ng babae.
Nothing was happened chance.
Oh, walay iyon nga salagma.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, nothing was happened chance.
Amen. Dili kay salagma sa
lagma. It was God.
Ang
it was
Dios.
God. Bawa it was God.
Hindi tanan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So here we have them in this corporate state.
Sila,
but God did not want to leave them in that condition. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He did not want to leave them in that condition. You remember? You remember I said that the lamb was slain from the foundation of the earth. Right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you just remember that. Hallelujah. You know, the devil came to them and he gave them a part truth. Because when the devil said that ye shall be as God, it was a part truth. Because God wanted them to be like him. But God did not only want them to be like him. In order to be like him, they had to be in him.
Aron sila mahimong sama sa Dios kinaka.
There's a difference.
Masuludya sa Dios.
Do you know there's a difference?
Oh, dunay kalainan.
Do you hear me? There's a difference.
Oh, kana bitong kalainan.
You can be like something and not at all in it.
Oh, sa kanang ana kayo sa Dios.
It's just a shadow.
Oh, kanang landog ra na siya.
It's an illusion. It's a deception.
Oh, dunay murag.
And that's what the devil did.
Mo na gihimo siya wa ila.
God allowed it to happen. I want you to get that understand. If you have the understanding that the lamb was slain from the foundation of the earth, that means the blood was already working. Huh?
Amen ba?
The blood was already working. It was already in the process of redemption. So, when God created man this disposition, right? Hallelujah. What happened is that when he divided them, he initiated that process that we call redemption.
Did you hear me?
I don't think you really understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah.
But
I am sowing the seed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. With the hope that down the road somewhere when the water falls,
Na aduna say paglaom nga
when the rain comes,
samtang niabot ang tubig, niabot ang ulan,
that seed will break out and begin to sprout.
Oh, katong sa kabinhi
mabuhi, hallelujah,
mulambo, mulipang.
So redemption,
ang kaluwasan ng
really didn't start with Jesus Christ.
Wala magsugod dito lang kang Ginoong Hesus.
Jesus Christ,
si Ginoong Hesus,
was the fullness of that process of redemption.
Oh, bao ang kahupnganan sa proseso sa pagluwas.
Brethren, I am not doing away with Jesus Christ.
Oh, dili kay iyang gi kwan gi sa kining iyang giwala sa Ginoong Hesus.
I am not taking away from his position of preeminence.
Oh, iyang yo wala niya giwala sa Ginoong Hesus.
Because it was Jesus Christ that was slain up here at the beginning.
Ang gipatay diya sa proseso.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Without Jesus Christ,
kung wala sa Ginoong Hesus,
hallelujah, none of this would work.
Well, why wala niya hitabo?
Hallelujah. So it Amen. Was in the process that God, when he divided man,
walking a proseso nga samtang gibahin sa isang tao,
he started the process of redemption.
Sa proseso sa pagluwas, paglukat.
Huh? Right? Is that right?
Already, yes.
I hope.
Yes,
if it isn't, you know what it is. Hallelujah. The
Hallelujah.
Process of redemption.
Ang proseso sa paglukat.
Now, I'll give you scripture for that.
Oh, so, hatagan na mong bisikulo, ana.
It's found in one of the Gospels or all of the Gospels.
Unanis ba yung balita? Kailang mga sinulat ni sa mga apostolis ni Jesus.
Jesus said, I did not come to do away with the law. The law was designed to bring forth perfection. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Perfection did not start with Jesus Christ and in Matthew chapter 1.
Ang kahingpitan wala magsugod kang Ginoong Hesus o sa Matthew 1.
Started
ang kahingpitan nagsugod
when God said, I want to make man in my likeness.
Diha sa pag-ingon sa Dios nga akong buhaton ang tao nga kasama nako. Diha nagsugod ang kanang gitawo nga kahimtang.
I want to make man perfect.
Gusto nako nga himuon nga himpit ang tao.
Likeness is perfection.
O sama sa iyang pagkahimpit.
God is perfect.
Kay ang Dios himpit.
Man, God wanted the man to be perfect from the very beginning.
Gusto dai ang Dios nga mahimong himpit ang tao sukat pa sa iyang kanan.
It was going to take a process of development.
Proseso sa pag-uswag.
If you are settling for anything less,
kung ikaw nagtinguha sa usa ka butang ginagmayra,
then you are shortchanging yourself.
O imo daing gi kaminusan imong kagulingon.
How many of you like to go to a store?
Okay, sabay gusto niyo matug tindahan.
Buy something.
Magpalit og sa kabutang.
Give more money than it's worth.
Oy, mo inyong palabuhan, inyong pagkapinan inyong kwarta.
And not get your change back.
Oh, di nimo kwaw nimo sukli.
How many of you want to do that?
Okay, sabay gusto ana nga mupalit ka, hindi ni mukha ni musukli. Pasubra ni mo kwarta.
Huh? I know the nature, you know.
Yeah, sometimes.
I know the nature.
Oh, kibalo sa inyong style daw. Kinaiyahan ini.
I know the nature.
Amin ba?
You not only want to change back,
oh, di lang kay ganatag sukli,
but you want to pay less than what they're asking for.
Ay, usahay day mga hangyo pa. Amen?
Isn't that right?
Oh, sakto ba siya?
So, why do you think differently from God? Why do you settle for less than what it is that God wants to give you?
Naamay dako ang butang nga gianda bang Dios para nato. Huh?
Why do you do that?
Nganong imo man ang buhaton?
It's because you don't really understand or know what it is that God wants to give you.
Ay, gumikan di ay kay wa ta kay kasabot unsa gihatag sa Dios nganhi nato.
You know, it's one thing for you to sit here listening to me and saying amen, amen, amen. It's another thing for you to go out that door and confront the reality of the world that is out there in the environment that you're under. You know, the amen is fine in here, but the amen is better up there.
Oh, dili lang kay din hirang amen apan dito pero sa gawas.
Hallelujah.
Amen gyapon. Hallelujah.
Do you hear me?
Oh,
you need to understand that the process of God is not in here saying
amen.
atong sabton ang proseso ni Sir Dean lang kay dinhira.
When you put it into operation.
Oh, bisan pag makinabuhi na kasagawas, maog hapon, uyon uyon hapon ta.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can complain. We can get angry. We can look at things and lust after them.
Hallelujah.
It is in those situations that we need to begin to call and understand the position of our election.
Hallelujah.
You guys can sit here and shake your heads until they fall off. But if you don't employ it, it's of no value to you.
Hallelujah.
Maybe it's because we really do not really believe it. Because you see, everything out there wants to convince you that what I am saying by the Spirit of God really is not important. That's what it's trying to do.
Oh, nga, gusto ang yawa nga.
Your life, whatever it may be,
nga,
the hardness of it,
oh, mangilad siya nga murag lisod man eh.
In the midst of that hardness,
oh, sa taliwala
in the midst of that severity,
nga, na,
you
nga,
have to touch God.
Kinala niya, imong kabuto ng Dios.
You have to touch Him.
Imong kabuto ng Dios.
It has to become something besides theory or theological doctrine.
Amen. Di lang kay gusto lang kasi kani mga pagtulong anra o kani mga Dios ng doktrina.
It has to become a reality to you.
Kinala mahimong tinuod kini nga kani mo dili kay pagtulong anra.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the only way that it will become a reality to you is if you have the opportunity to employ it.
Amen. Aduna kay usa ka oportunidad sa pagbuhat kay dinhi. Amen.
You have to have that opportunity.
Aduna kay oportunidad.
Now the Bible says
ang Biblia nagayon
that we are to be example.
Nga mahimo kitang mga ehemplo gayon.
Huh? That's what the Bible says. And
amen.
It's not just to elders.
Oh, dili lang kay sa mga pangulo. Oh, mahimo tang panig-ingnan ato pag kinabuhi.
I want to tell you something about position or places in God. The first thing that God will do will give you a desire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To grow and to mature and to get into a place to where you can begin to work with God.
Hallelujah.
And it really is not a man coming to you or even a group of men coming to you and laying hands on you that gives you that right or moves you into that position. Because there is a verse in the Bible and it's found in Proverbs somewhere, I believe. You can write it down and look it up.
Yes.
But it says that a man's gift or a man's ministry will make room for itself. Hello?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I was a young man, well, when I was a little boy, my father wanted me to be involved with his business. And he had a big business. But I can guarantee you, he didn't take that little boy and stick him in the chief executive's chair.
Wala niya gipalingkod atong lingkuranan sa mga sikat nga mga tao.
He didn't do that. What he did was he got a broom and he put it in my hands and he took me into this big warehouse and he told me I had to sweep the floor. Because he knew that I was big enough to push the broom.
Oh, nga dako na siya nga pwede na siya dai
makapalit. I could control it.
Oh, kamo na siya manginig.
He made sure I can could control it because he brought a broom that was not too big for me.
Okay, ang gidala nga siya liga nang isa ko ra ma.
The broom he brought was smaller than a regular broom.
Okay, nang gamay po sa magigasilhig.
The smallness of the broom increased my position of labor and what I had to do to get done.
Okay, dahil gidala nga kwan nga silhig.
But he was a very wise man.
Pa dako sa mga panglantaw po
because he knew that I had to learn to be obedient.
Okay, kay gumigay.
I had to be learned to be the diligent.
And it wasn't as if I
went in there and swept that floor and stayed in there sweeping that floor until it was all swept. Hallelujah. He had to come back to me again and again and again and instruct me and to supervise me. So praise the Lord. We have to be able to employ what it is that we are learning. If we are having an independent spirit, then God is going to put us in rubbing shoulders with people. Hallelujah. And demand that we submit ourselves to them. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Watch it. Don't say amen. You might be in trouble.
Ayaw mong kami nana kay di mayo. Dili dito kining
pagpahalom
sa tao.
And well, I'm telling you this because marriage is not a boat ride in the park.
Dili lang kay dua antar ni kami yun, magsoon. Murag lingaw-lingaw dia sa parke. Dili mao.
It's not like walking under the stars in the moonlight.
Lakaw-lakaw lang kadas ilawom sa nining bulan hayag ng bulan.
As nice as that may be, and as much as I might enjoy the stars and the moon and the company of my wife as we're strolling along the way, huh? That is not what marriage is like. Marriage is a lot of work.
Hello. Amen.
Marriage is a lot of sacrifice. Now, one partner or the other is always thinking that the other should sacrifice more. I see some of you ladies shaking your heads. I'll take that as an amen.
Amen.
And I won't tell you, I won't tell anybody who you are. Hallelujah. But you see, God knew what He was doing. It was the first earthquake.
Oh, nice, so good. Ang unang linog. Unang linog.
You know how when you have a bad earthquake?
Okay, balo mo kanang daotan nga linog. Kasi natin amo anang linog.
The ground splits.
Oh, natipang ang yuta.
Hallelujah. It was the first earthquake.
Unang linog mga igsoon, kuyaw.
Hallelujah.
Oh, nabuak ang
and as usual. As usual, man was sleeping through it.
Mao. Kuyaw sab, kuyaw.
So there was a crack in the earth.
Nailiki dia sa kalibutan.
Huh?
Oh, nailiki, nailiki na. Oh.
There was a crack in the earth.
Wana, nailiki gyud.
Huh? You know it says in the days of Pele, there was a great earthquake and the earth was divided.
Oh, ang nailiki, nakulinog niya na buhak ng yuta, bahin.
Well, in the days of the Garden of Eden,
dito sa tanaman sa Eden,
and the earth was divided.
Oh, nabahin ang yuta.
And they drifted apart.
Oh, bulag sila.
Hallelujah. And so God made Adam,
oh, naghimo nag Adam
as a separate entity.
Oh, lahi nga tao na.
And out of Adam,
oh, gikan sa kang Adan,
came Eve.
Ni gawa sa iba.
Hallelujah.
Lahi na pag tao.
Can you say amen?
Amen ba?
Boy.
Amen.
That was pretty pitiful.
Nindot ni estilo. Kung inating pumagi. Nga na himong duha.
You know, I appreciate my wife.
Iya daw gidayag ang iyang asawa. Alang-alang, asawa ko na, no?
And I know that she is a gift from God.
Nahibalo siya ang asawa, gasta nagikan sa Dios.
Now, that doesn't mean that we're always just hunky-dory and strolling down that moonlight lane.
Oh, di lang kasi sila guban-oban, sit-sweet ko nung hay.
But my wife is a gift from God.
Ang iya ang asawa, gasta
my wife is a piece of God.
Ang iya ang asawa, kabahin
sa Dios. And I have a responsibility.
Doon na siya daghan ng responsibilidad.
And it's the same with my wife.
Maugya po ng iyong asawa.
She knows the reality of God
and the
gift that God has given her.
Oh, kung sa kagasa ng gata siya ng anak kaniya.
Now I always tell her it's the diamond in the rough, you know.
Kining kinabi sa iyong anak. Nanay mga lutusunon. Wagi ta ka ng...
It needs polishing.
Oh, kinalan o kini.
It needs to be shaped and formed.
Okay, mahumol ba unba kayo?
Hallelujah. But the provision is already there.
Apa ni ana ang
provision?
Hello. Mo ni apa maagi sa Dios?
Do you hear me? The provision is already there.
Gihatag sa Dios na ana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we have Adam.
Atay Adan.
Right here.
Oh, dito sa
right?
Adan.
We have Adam right here. Right?
Oh, yes.
And then over here,
niya po din he, Picas.
We have Eve.
Na po iba din he.
Right?
Kuyaw kayo.
Hallelujah.
Kuyaw kayo.
They were split apart.
Nabuak. Nabahin.
But they are going to be conformed to fit back together again.
Kinalang amay mo siyang mahisama.
Hallelujah. He made them as one entity in the beginning.
Nabuak pero
split them apart.
Oh, nabuak.
And then commanded them to become one.
Gisultihan niyang amay mong mausap pabalik.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to tell you something here.
Nasa isulti.
How do I do this?
Libog siya kung saan pagsulti.
I am only one half of God.
Ako siya daw katunga ra sa Dios. Oh, katunga ra siya sa Dios.
Did you hear me?
No, kabati ta na.
I'm only one half of God.
Oh, siya katunga ra sa Dios.
My wife.
Ang iyang asawa.
You know, we could just as well put my name up there.
Oh, sige, buta nga nagpangalan din na si Adan. Si Bert na lang.
Make it a little more personal.
Yes, para mahimong...
Ha? Huh?
Mahimong masabdan yun.
So that I know that God is talking to me.
Oh. Okay, sorry, banan Diyos ay ah.
Not just you, he's talking to me.
Oh.
You know, what I have to do now is I got to go home and practice what I preach.
Ay, muli daw siya ayang ikanabuhi na ayang giwali.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here I am.
Oh, nana si Bert.
Huh? I could just well say Brother Bert, right?
Oh, Brother Bert. Okay.
Huh? Sister Nancy.
Oh, Brother Bert and
Brother Bert.
Brother Bert.
Huh? And this is Sister Nancy.
Nancy. Kuya kayo, no? Hallelujah.
Right? I better spell her name right?
Oh, exacto, exacto spelling.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
I am from an entirely different background.
Oh, lahi siya og gining kasinatian.
And she is.
Lahi po siya og
All right, just for the sake of this discussion.
Okay, para lang makasinabo ta ini.
Yes, I am English.
Oh, siya daw gikan sa Inglaterra.
And I have a little bit of German in me.
Oy, Alemanya mapud ni isa.
Maybe a whole lot of German, I don't know.
Oy, lahi ra kayo Inglaterra ug Alemanya.
And maybe I have a bunch of other things that I don't even really know what they are.
Oy, lahi sa mga pamaagi.
I won't call them pluses, I'll call them minuses.
Oh, dili niya tagun nga positibo kundi negatibo.
Hallelujah.
Oh, kay wa man siya kahibalo.
She's over here.
Kinabuhi ni Nancy.
Hallelujah. And she has a lot more German in her than I have.
Oh, daghan siyag pag-Alemanya din siyang kinabuhi.
Hallelujah. She has a little of the American Indian in her.
Ay, oh, naa siya gitawag nga gamay nga. Americano.
That's American Indian. That's not the Indian Indian. Oh. Hallelujah.
Ining kulibog ba? Kung kulibog nga kinabuhi, no?
And she does have some English.
Siso ba?
Oy, in her.
Praise
the Lord. She has all of her grandparents coming down here.
Uh-huh. So,
I've got all of my grandparents coming down here.
Oh, siya, dahil po yung mga lulo, mga lula lahi po.
And in this condition, in this position,
oh, God
says that me and her must get together.
Oh, ang sila mag-ipon.
And we must become one.
Mahimo silang usa. Isod ba, isod do?
It's impossible.
Mga background doon na yung kagikan.
It's an impossibility.
Oh, impossible kung atong hanaw sa tinawhanon, impossible.
If it were not for the process of redemption.
Oh, kung dili lang pinagi sa proseso na ining kita
sa pagpalibot. If it were not for the process of the blood.
Oh, pinagi sa proseso sa miling adugo.
What we have working here,
ang ilang gibuhat dinhi,
is a thing that is called,
ang usa ka butang gitawag og
called church.
Iglesia.
Ha? Hallelujah.
Iglesia na.
That's what it is.
Oh, mo na.
You have this. You have this. You have this family over here.
Oh, daghang mga pamilya din eh.
In the church.
Yes, iglesia.
You have this family over here.
Pamilya din
eh. In the church.
Iglesia na po.
You have this family over here.
Pamilya.
They're in the church.
Iya gapon ipo sa iglesia.
They have their different backgrounds.
Oh, lahi sila kasinatian.
And their ethnic.
Oh, lahi sila kasinatian.
Personalities.
Oh, lahi.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
They are put together into a community that is called church, and they are told to be one.
Usara, amen. Lisod bito no? Ngatong tinawhanon ba lisod? Mangisod kasabot ha?
There's no difference.
Oh, yes.
Between the marriage.
Oh, mawag gihapon dahil sa kaminyo.
Right. There's no difference between the marriage.
Oh, lahi-lahi yung
and the church.
Maura, maura.
It is one in the same thing.
Oh, ang kami yung ang iglesia, maura kahintang.
Hallelujah.
Oh, tinood. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, lahin-lahin nag-stilo.
Hallelujah.
Pero nag-usa. Hallelujah.
Now, before I go any further,
oh, sa di pa daw siya mo pa na yun,
this entity,
oh, kini nga pagka,
is the male entity.
Oh, muna siya ang lalaki. Kini nga pagkaila,
this is the female entity.
Kini nga pagkainila, usa ni ka babae.
Right? So there is a role for the female.
At ihi. Oh, nai.
Thank you.
Oh, nai dalan daw pa yon sa.
There's a role for the female.
Oh, na daw dalan sa babae.
And there's a role for the male.
Oh, na daw dalan po ang lalaki pa yon din sa babae.
Hallelujah. God deals with us in different ways because what our makeup is.
Oh, nga aron atong buhaton kini nga butang.
Hallelujah.
Atong mapahiyon gid ba mausa gyud.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to give you a little lesson in spiritual warfare.
Oh, gusto daw siya nga maghatag og kahimtang pagtulo na mahitungod sa kining espirituhanon nga pagpakigubat.
Hallelujah. When God took Adam and He divided him.
Oh, gikuha sa Dios si Adan og iyang gibahin.
Hallelujah.
Lalaki og babae.
Everything would have been hunky dory. Everything would have been okay.
Na plaster na plaster.
Like I said, if it wasn't for the devil.
No.
Now, There are certain rights that the devil has that God has given him in spiritual warfare. There are certain limits.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Gitugutan sa Dios diha sa espiritu ng pagpagigubat. Timan ini nga nga mga prinsipyo. Diha sa espiritu ng pagigubat na ay otoridad ang yawa. Gitugot sa Dios. Okay, yeah, continue, Brother Bert.
That's right. You heard me right. God gives the devil certain rights.
Yes. Na iyang katungdanan.
And he has to work within the confines of those rules.
Mao to ang yawa na ay trabaho, yung ginabuhaton ng iyang
and I have a scripture for that.
Of course.
You remember the story of Job?
Nakatimaan mo sa katong istorya ni Job?
Do you remember Job?
Nakatimaan mo kang Job?
Job chapter 1.
Sa kapitulo 1.
And the sons of God
ang katong mga anak sa
Dios were gathered together with God
kauban sa Dios.
And what else was there? Who else was there? Was the devil there? Did God kick him out? So he had a right to be there. Did you hear me? The devil had a right to be there.
I mean,
the devil could not have come into that congregation, into that meeting of God and the sons of God. If God didn't say it was allowable. Hallelujah. Alright. So, did the devil approach God?
No.
Wala
ni dool.
God approached the devil.
Ang Dios pinidool ngadto sa yawa.
It's in your Bible. This is not my philosophy.
Naha sa Biblia na.
This is not my doctrine. It's in your Bible.
Naha sa Biblia.
At least I hope it's in your Bibles. Hallelujah. And God initiated a conversation with the devil.
Sa pagpagigisurya sa yawa.
And it wasn't just a general conversation. He first asked the devil, where have you been?
Asa man kagikan yawa?
It was really a rhetorical question because God already knew where the devil had been. And he said, to and fro, walking to and fro about through the whole earth. And then he did a very strange thing. God. He said, have you seen my servant Job? And of course the devil said yes. And then God did a little bragging on him. Oh yes, we want God to brag on us. But watch out, if God brags on you, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. He says, have you seen my servant Job? How he loves me. And how he serves me. Oh boy, he could have just stopped right there, don't you think? And everything would have been just fine. But he knew the devil was going to say, and the devil said it. He said, does he serve God for naught?
No.
Does he serve God for nothing? Let me touch what he has. And then God said something even stranger. Hallelujah. He says, all right.
Okay.
Go touch him. But that's all you can touch. There was a limit. There was a restraint put on him as to what he could touch.
Pero pwede din mo siya
tugon. Why did he? How did he know that? Because he's God. And because he knew Job. And he knew what Job could take. In incremental allocations.
Do you understand?
First it was his property. Then it was his children.
Oh, si Job.
Hallelujah. But in each of those tests, he was overcoming that position, that place of suffering. Hello? Do you hear me? Because in all of what was said there, between Job and his friends, God vindicated Job, and he said that Job did not sin with his mouth.
Oh, bisan pag naglisod si Job, wala gid si Job magpakasala, pinagi sayang ba atubangan sa Ginoo.
You know, I would really, really would have liked to know Job.
Oh, gusto daw niya nga mailhan gid pa kay si Job.
No Holy Ghost.
Dili Espiritu Santo, wala pa kay da pagtugon to.
Ha?
Dili, wait, Espiritu Santo. Do panahon na.
And yet the man's integrity with regards to God was impeccable.
Oh, grabe ka integridad ato sa kang hope.
The man was so high on God's scale.
Taas kayo sa kanang
of integrity.
Kanang integridad
that he used him in different places as a benchmark.
Oh, nga iyang gihimo tungod lagda niya baka nang ilahanan ti mailan siya pagkatao.
What were there, four men?
Three.
Job, Daniel.
Si Daniel. Oh. Daniel?
Huh? Well, there were three men who had impeccable integrity with God.
Integridad. Huh?
It's in there somewhere. We can get it later. So, what all of this is telling us is that in this condition of impossible, God has not only made it possible, but He has made it probable.
Oh, nga dili lang kay gihimo kini nga posible sa Ginoo apan gihimo kini nga mapamatud-an gayud sa Dios.
Do you hear me?
Amen.
Not only possible, but probable.
Dili lang posible kun dili mahimong mapamatud-an gayud.
If you are willing to utilize the tools that God gives you.
And
here again, you have to use the tool. All of us come into marriage with preconceived ideas. With preconceived thoughts. And those thoughts, They can be worldly thoughts.
Mahimong kalibutan nga
panghunahuna. Or those thoughts can be religious thoughts.
Mahimong religious nga panghunahuna.
But whether they're religious or whether they're worldly,
kalibutan man nga religious.
If they are not God's thoughts,
kung dili na hunahuna,
they are inappropriate and cannot work in the relationship to produce what God wants.
Oh, dili to angay og dili to makapanghimuha.
Remember,
unsay buti pasabot sa Dios? Wala sa panimalay sa kami niyon.
The whole idea is to produce what God wants.
Ang tibuok ideya sa Dios nga aron kita makahimo og unsa gi tiyuha sa Dios.
It's not to produce what you want.
Di lang kay makapagawa kita.
It's not to produce what you want as a wife. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is to produce what God wants. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God begins the process,
and
I put the cross there because it is a message. Marriage is a message of
death
to self.
Pagkamatayon diha sa kaugalingon.
Marriage is a message of death to self.
Oh, ang kaminyo na iminsahe sa pagkamatay diha sa atong kaugalingon.
And God intends,
ang Dios adunay tinguha,
God intends as you travel down that road,
samtang imong gibiyahe kanang mong alagihanan,
at some point in the journey, you will come back together again. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Not only do you come back together again, I'm shortening this up. Hallelujah! Not only do you come back together again, but you are to be fruitful.
Apan di ay mahimong magmabungahon. Mabungahon mong igsoon. Di lang kay mauli, mubalik, magmabungahon gayon.
Hello.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about boy babies or girl babies.
Wala siya nagpasabot ini kanak lalaki kanak babae.
I'm talking about the purpose for which God brought you together in the first place.
Ang buot ni pasabot nga matuman kay nang kabubot
on sa you children.
Nga naay mga bata.
That you might understand the spiritual desire.
Nga aron ato pasabtan ang espirituwal tinguha.
Is in God's heart for sons.
Nga naa sa kasingkasing sa Dios alang sa pagkaanak.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the women of the Old Testament of Israel, and I'm talking about those that were in the lineage of Christ, knew by the word of prophecy that one of them was going to bear the seed that was going to produce Christ. That was the word of hope that was given to them.
Mauna ang pulong sa paglaom maghihatag na kanila.
You know the story of the wives of Jacob?
Oh, naka sa
Rachel, Leah.
Oh, si Leah.
Not only that, but of Sarah.
Oh, si Sarah po.
They wanted to produce an offspring.
Gusto sila magkapanganak.
Not for the sake of having children.
Hindi lang kay para na yung mga bata.
But because there was a promise of a coming Messiah.
Quite frankly,
I think they had a better concept of it than we do as a church. And there was in between the wives of Jacob a competition to have children. And they were not just having children because they wanted many children, but what it was that they were hoping that in the children that they produced, out of one of them would come the seed of Christ. And so it is also with the desire of God concerning marriage. God does not want to produce natural children per se. What God wants to produce is Christ. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, unlike natural, in the natural, you have mother, you have father, and you have son, and you have daughter. Hallelujah. God wants the melding and the molding and the process of configuring the male and female back together again.
Sa proseso ihulagway na po pagbalik ang lalaki o babae nga maghusa na po pagbalik.
That the entity that was known as Brother Bert,
o nga ang iyang pangalan,
our sister Nancy,
Ikson Bert o si Ikson Nancy,
ceased to exist.
O nga almawala na ini ang pangalan.
It is no longer Brother Bert.
Dili na Brother Bert.
It is no longer Sister Nancy. But it's us.
Okay, may mo nang
or I should say it is them.
Sila.
It is them in Christ.
Sila na.
They become in their marriage and in their relationship.
Nga sila na dili na ilang pangalan na sila kabilin.
A demonstration. So, what this means is on the road, it is no longer my ministry, It is no longer her ministry. It is no longer my calling in election. It is no longer her calling in election. But we are called and elected to be conformed to an entity that is called Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in Christ, there is no competition. In Christ, there is no individualism. In Christ, there is unity. In Christ, there is harmony. In Christ, there is peace. Hallelujah. That means
Hallelujah.
Both legs are working to do the same thing. Both hands are working to do the same thing. What I am working at is what the other arm is working at. One arm could be, if you could tell the difference, would be Brother Bert. The other arm would be Sister Nancy. But because you cannot see Sister Nancy or Brother Bert, you just see them working together to perform and do what God is requiring of the church.
Amen. Dili na
pagkatao.
Amen. Dili na tayong individual na pagkatao. Nag-usa pagtrabaho diya sa iglesia. Nasabta na ito ni Mayson. Amen. Hallelujah.
Salamat. Brethren, this is what God wants. You can talk about unity. You can talk about working together. I mean, you can talk. In fact, sometimes I think the sons of God people are some of the talkingest people I have ever met. Hallelujah. But it's not the talking. It's the walking.
Kinalan nga pag kinabuhi kayo.
And there are sacrifices that have to be made in order to achieve
para atong matuman kini
the position of oneness that God is demanding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I could just as well. Hallelujah.
Pwede ra daw niya anaon.
Mark this as the road to oneness.
Oh, usa ka agihanan paingon sa panag hiusa dalan paingon sa panag hiusa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That at the end of the day, all we have
panahon,
is a them and not an us.
Okay, kining dili na iya kun dili mag-usa na. Amen.
I can tell where you are.
Oh, makasulti sa kasa kadapit.
In your marriages.
Sa imong nyo kaminyoon.
By the condition the church is in.
Oh, pinaagi daw sa iglesia nga inyong gidala.
I can tell where you are in your marriages by the condition that the church is in.
Asa dapit ka nagsimba? Kuno sa dagway sa church kay magsimbahan. Makita mo gid ang mga igsoon.
We have a lot of work to do.
Kami daghan dag trabaho nga.
We have to get serious with God.
Mahimo tag seryoso dia sa Dios.
There is a position of rededication and consecration. Not of just the church. But of the aspect of our marriages. We need to make enter into a covenant relationship with God concerning our marriages and begin to refocus our attention on what is important.
Amen.
God bless
you.